Zoom. It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love an edition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. It's all I see is a tower of dreams. Real love bursting out of every scene.
Steve Webster.
You know him? You've actually seen those lips move?
Down, girl. Steve's my loan officer at the bank. He made all this possible, so treat him kindly. Hi.
Hello, Rachel. Congratulations. The place, it looks great.
Thank you.
And who is this lovely young lady?
Oh, this is my niece, Laura. Laura, this is Steve Webster.
It's nice to meet you, Laura.
Sure is.
These are for you.
Oh, thank you.
Steve, they're beautiful.
Compared to you, they're just a bunch of weeds.
What a nice thing to say. Laura, would you put these in some weed water?
Sure.
I did that on purpose.
Well, it was really sweet of you to come by like this. Do loan officers always visit the businesses they finance?
No, not really. I just didn't have the guts to tell you this over the phone.
Tell me what?
You obviously didn't read the fine print in the loan papers.
Fine print?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, this is so typical. You know, you bank people are real piranhas. So what is it? Does my interest rate double after the first day?
No, no, relax. The clause I'm referring to states, the borrower is required within 1 week of the grand opening of Rachel's place to have dinner with the loan officer of said document.
Well, now that is fine print. Very fine print.
How about Friday at 8?
Look, Steve, I barely know you. Besides, I'm not so sure it's a good idea to mix business with pleasure.
I see.
7:30 would be better.
Great! Until Friday.
Harriet, Richie's gone. My son has disappeared. I can't find him anywhere.
Rachel.
He's not upstairs, he's not downstairs, he's not inside, and he's not outside, so call the police.
Rachel!
What?
Peek-a-boo.
Oh, I didn't know where you were. Mommy was worried.
Little Richie and I would just read the paper together.
Rachel, I'm going to get you an intercom system. That way you'll be able to keep an ear on him no matter where he is.
Thanks, Harriet. And listen, when Steve gets here, entertain him till I'm ready.
Okay, baby. Can't we watch a Sesame Street tape?
Oh, I don't think so, sweetheart. Your Uncle Carl wore it out.
What's wrong?
I organized the freezer.
Oh, you poor baby. Honey, how long were you in there?
Long enough to get icicles, a
take your word for it, huh? Oh, Steve, thank you so much for organizing the freezer. That was very enterprising. You know what? You are a very special person, and I just don't know what I'd do without you.
Eddie Winslow, you are a slime bucket.
So long, Edo.
Jolene!
Is it true that you asked out Simone Edwards?
What? Jolene, you know you're the only girl for me.
Did you ask her out or not?
Well, yeah. But the good news is she said no.
That's it. We're through, Eddie. History.
Eddie, is this a bad time?
Steve, I just got dumped.
Oh, good. Then you're free. I need your opinion on something, Eddie. I'm starting to see signs that a certain girl likes me.
Well, I can tell you how I found out that Jolene had fallen for the Edster.
Who?
Me.
Well,
one day I had walked by her in study hall. She was doodling my name over and over and over.
Wow! Thanks, pal. If you ever need anything, you just say the word.
Thanks. Bring me a burger, buddy.
Sorry, this isn't my station. Rachel loves Steve.
Okay, let's see. Better add zucchini to the shopping list.
Z-U-K.
Nope.
Z-O-O-K-N. Let's get corn instead.
Okay, Richie. The intercom is all ready. Now, here's how it works. The transmitter stays here, and the receiver goes in the living room. So if you talk in here, I can hear you in there.
But how?
Well, if you just... This comes... Well, if... Let's just try it out.
Okay, you go in there, and I'll say hi.
Deal. Here we go now. This is so much fun.
Can I talk to you two?
We're on our way to the store.
It's about a man.
Judy, go get the dictionary and look up zucchini.
Oh, I never get to hear the good stuff.
Okay, now you say you want to talk to us about a man. Any chance this man could be Steve Webster?
Yes. Well, you know I had dinner with him the other night. We had a great time.
Honey, we got the hint when you walked through the door and did a cartwheel.
Well, you know, Steve is smart and charming and funny, and he asked me out again.
But
he's a little young. Well, come on, you know how people talk when a mature woman dates a younger man.
Story of my life.
Anyway, I just felt like everyone was staring at us because of our age difference.
Rachel, you're only 35.
Well, he's 28.
Well, honey, here's how I see it. There's only three things important in a man. That he's single, over 21, and brings his own toothbrush.
Gee, officer, I'm really sorry I was speeding. Do we really have to go down to the police station?
Yep. But first, you got to stop and get some donuts.
Yeah. My kind of cop.
notes to go over with Laura.
She's in the shower.
Thanks. Oh, get you there, Carl.
Key. I'll tell her you're here. Hey, come on, Richie. I need backup.
Get four.
Maybe you're right. I mean, the age difference doesn't really matter.
What does matter is the way Steve makes me feel.
I mean, Steve has changed my whole life. You know, if it weren't for him, I wouldn't even have Rachel's place.
And there's so many wonderful things about him. He's handsome. He's a great dresser. And he is one of the sexiest men I've ever met.
You really like him, don't you?
Like him? Oh, Harriet, I think I'm falling head over heels in love with him.
You know what? I'm going to invite Steve to a romantic dinner at the restaurant on Sunday.
Candlelight? The two of us all alone?
Ooh-wee!
Oh, hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine.
Steve, would you mind coming over to the restaurant on Sunday about 7:30?
What?
Well, I'm planning a dinner for a very, very special friend.
Oh, I see. I see.
Steve, are you sure you're okay?
Fine.
Good.
Look, Steve, I want to play some of my own records on the jukebox, but I don't know how to put them in. Can you help me out?
Do I have to?
Well, Steve, I am your boss, but I'd be willing to pay you.
Gee, I wouldn't know what to charge.
How about double the usual?
The usual? Huh? Okay.
Thanks, Steve. You know what? You are such a sweetheart. Come here. Steve? Steve, what happened?
Oh, nothing, just blacked out for a second there.
Okay, Steve. Tell me in as few words as possible. What's your problem?
Well, you see, I have reason to believe that a certain woman is falling in love with me.
Well, we can be sure it's not Laura.
That I wish it were, for my heart would not be so torn.
Well, Steve, is the woman nice?
Oh, yeah.
Well, is she attractive?
Oh, she's a feast for these four eyes.
Well, then what's your problem?
Well, my heart is promised to Laura. She's been the only girl for me ever since the first day we met in kindergarten, and she made me eat my Play-Doh.
Well, Steve, you know, maybe you should give this other girl a chance. I mean, after all, it doesn't look like Laura's going to be falling into your arms anytime this century.
I know.
And, Steve, consider this. If this girl really has fallen for you... then it's obvious that there is a powerful chemical attraction going on. You sly dog, you.
Yeah, well, I guess I do have a healthy dose of the old animal magnetism.
Oh, yeah.
The talk, Carl. Yeah, there's a filly out there who needs me. And I'm not one for cruelty to animals. Bubbling brown sugar.
Steve?
Yep. The Earth Man himself.
Steve, why are you wearing a tuxedo?
Hey, a special night, a special lady, a special rental price.
I have a special question. What the heck is going on here?
You and I are caught in the gale force winds of Hurricane Urkel. So if you feel yourself being swept away, hold on to me, my big bambina.
Steve, I think your cummerbund's a little too tight.
I know how you feel about me, Rachel.
You do?
Don't be coy, my little Amazon. Yep. I heard you over the intercom. You declared your love for me.
Oh. Oh.
And foo on our age difference. The wicked whispers of the small-minded will turn into shouts of admiration as soon as I start shaving.
Steve, honey, you don't understand.
Oh, but I understand only too well. A wise and somewhat portly man told me to explore our relationship. And when portly men speak, I listen.
Steve, let me explain something here. See,
hush, my puppy. Let us not speak. Instead, let's listen. Let's listen to our hearts.
Steve, honey, listen to me first. Now, see,
wait, what's that smell? What perfume are you wearing?
Rainbow Cloud.
Laura wears Rainbow Cloud.
I know, I borrowed it from her.
Oh, what am I doing? Why am I here? It's Laura I love. Yesterday, today, and forever.
You're right, Steve. It is Laura you love. Let's always remember that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rachel. I've toyed with your affections. Can you ever forgive me?
Well, this isn't gonna be easy, Steve. I have been hurt.
I know what you're probably thinking right now. He'll never find a man quite like me.
I'm absolutely certain.
Well, time heals all wounds, and keep that pretty little chin up.
I'll try.
Perhaps someday the Lord will send you a man who's perfect for you.
Hello, Rachel.
Wow, you're good!
So let me get this straight. You're actually considering not seeing me again just because of our age difference?
Right.
But you don't care about that anymore.
Right.
Rachel, I don't understand what you were so worried about. I mean, I'm 28 and you couldn't possibly be any more than 30.
Right.
love that sound.
Rich, this place is packed tighter than a Cuban cigar.
We're doing okay.
Yeah.
Customers are pouring in.
Yeah.
We all making money.
Oh, yeah!
Can we order some food?
Hey, that's a good idea, Judy.
Laura?
Oh, sorry, this is at my station.
Steve?
Oh, sorry, I'm busy.
Well, Rachel, if you're going to be this busy, you better hire extra help.
Don't worry, Carl. It's all taken care of. Service on number 6.
Okay, what will it be?